Social Security Administration Publication. If you're a farm worker, publication number 05-10074, April 2022, produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. What this booklet tells you. This booklet tells you how Social Security can help you and your family. The importance of your Social Security number, SSN. How your boss reports your earnings. How to make sure your boss reports your earnings correctly. There's room in the back of this booklet to write down your pay and where and when you work. You may need this information later. This booklet is your record, so fill in the blanks below. Your name, address, how Social Security helps. Social Security helps people of all ages, including children. The program can pay monthly benefits to you and your family in case of disability, death, retirement. Medicare will help pay your medical bills when you are 65 or have been getting disability payments for 2 years in most cases. The Supplemental Security Income SSI program provides financial support to adults and children with disabilities who have limited income and resources. SSI also provides payments to people ages 65 and older without disabilities who meet the financial limits. Your Social Security number. Your SSN is very important. You will keep the same number all your life. Here are a few reminders. Make sure the name and number you use at work are the same as the name and number shown on your card. Keep your card in a safe place. Don't carry it in your wallet or purse. Never give your card or number to anyone else to use, and never use anyone else's card or number. Each family member who works must have their own SSN and card. Children must also have an SSN if you claim them as dependents on your tax return. They also need a number for certain types of medical help and public assistance. If you lose a card, you can use a personal My Social Security account to request a replacement Social Security card online if you are a U.S. citizen age 18 years or older with a U.S. mailing address, are not requesting a name change or any other change to your card, have a driver's license or state-issued identification card from one of the many participating states. If your state does not yet participate in this service, check back soon. More states are added regularly. If you cannot apply for a card online, you may apply for a new one for free at any Social Security office. You can also call the toll-free telephone number 1-800-772-1213. You can ask for someone who speaks Spanish. Important information. You may not need to get a replacement card. Knowing your SSN is what is important. You need an SSN to get a job, collect Social Security benefits, and receive some government services, but you do not often need to show your Social Security card. In most states, you can request a replacement Social Security card online using your personal My Social Security account if you meet certain requirements. How Social Security works. When you work and pay Social Security taxes, you earn Social Security benefits. Then, when you retire, or if you become disabled, you and your family can get Social Security benefits. Also, your family can sometimes get benefits when you die. Generally, you need 10 years of work to get Social Security benefits. Sometimes, if you become disabled or die when you're young, you need less work to get benefits. A disability can be any medical condition that prevents you from working for at least 1 year or that could cause you to die. You must be a citizen or legal resident of the United States to receive Social Security benefits. In some cases, your family members must also be citizens or legal residents of the United States to receive Social Security benefits. Your boss must report your earnings to Social Security. Your boss must report to us how much they paid you so you can get credit for your work. You don't have to report your own earnings to Social Security, and your boss can't tell you to do it. Your boss could be your crew leader or the farmer. Sometimes your boss is the person who pays you. Your boss must make one report for every person in your family who works for them. Your boss can't mix your earnings with those of someone else in your family. To get credit for your work, your boss must also take Social Security taxes from your pay and send them to the Internal Revenue Service, IRS. Take the same amount of Social Security taxes from their own money and send the taxes to the IRS. We keep a record of all your earnings. The more money you make and the more taxes you and your boss pay, the more you and your family will get in Social Security benefits. When your boss must report your earnings. Your boss must report your earnings after the year ends if one of the following apply. They pay you $150 or more in the year. You make less than $150, but your boss pays $2,500 or more for the year to farm workers. What your boss must give you. Each time your boss pays you, they must give you a written statement showing when you worked and how much you were paid. The written statement usually will be a pay stub. Keeping these pay stubs in a safe place is a good idea. They can serve as proof of what you earn if there are any questions later. Your boss must also give you a W-2 form after the end of the year. A W-2 form wage and tax statement shows how much your boss paid you and the amount of Social Security and other taxes withheld from your paycheck for the whole year. Your boss must give you a W-2 form by January 31st, either electronically or paper, each year showing you how much you earned the year before. Make sure your boss has your correct address. If your job doesn't last all year, ask your boss for the W-2 form when the job ends instead of waiting until January 31st of the next year. If you move often or have trouble getting your mail, getting your W-2 right away is especially important. How you know if your boss is taking out the correct amount of Social Security taxes? You can check the written statement your boss gives you every time they pay you. The statement must show how much was deducted from your pay for Social Security taxes. Sometimes the Social Security deduction is listed as FICA. The amount deducted should be equal to 6.2% of your earnings. Another 1.45% of your pay is deducted for Medicare. When you get your W-2 form, it should show the amounts deducted for Social Security and Medicare in the boxes that say Social Security tax and Medicare tax. How you can find out if your boss reports your earnings correctly? You can go online and review your earnings record by using your personal My Social Security account. To create your account and review your earnings online, visit https://www.ssa.gov/myaccount. You can also call our toll-free number or your local Social Security office and ask for a Social Security statement. Be sure to tell us if you want a statement in English or Spanish. With your personal My Social Security account or your statement, you can see how much you have earned each year and how much money you and your family may get in Social Security benefits. If you get a statement in English and prefer one in Spanish, call us and ask for a Spanish statement. Be sure to check your earnings carefully, making sure that Social Security's records and your boss's records are correct is up to you. The amounts should be the same as the amounts on your W-2 forms. If the amounts are not correct, give your boss the accurate information. In addition, you can find a difference in the amounts and call us at our toll-free number 1-800-772-1213. When you call, have your W-2 forms or any other proof of how much you made handy. This proof could be anything your boss has given you, showing you how much you earn. It can also be the notes you have in the back of this booklet. We'll correct your Social Security record if it's wrong and the necessary requirements are met. Contacting Social Security. There are several ways to contact us, such as online, by phone, and in person. We're here to answer your questions and to serve you. For more than 85 years, We have helped secure today and tomorrow by providing benefits and financial protection for millions of people throughout their life's journey. Visit our website. The most convenient way to conduct Social Security business is online at www.ssa.gov. You can accomplish a lot. Apply for extra help with Medicare prescription drug plan costs. Apply for most types of benefits. Find copies of our publications. Get answers to frequently asked questions. When you create a personal My Social Security account, you can do even more. Review your statement, verify your earnings, get estimates of future benefits, print a benefit verification letter, change your direct deposit information, request a replacement Medicare card, get a replacement SSA-1099/1042S, request a replacement Social Security card if you meet certain requirements. Access to your personal My Social Security account may be limited for users outside the United States. Call us. If you cannot use our online services, we can help you by phone when you call your local Social Security office or our national toll-free 800 number. We provide free interpreter services upon request. You can find your local office information by entering your zip code on our office locator webpage. You can call us at 1-800-772-1213 or at our TTY number 1-800-325-0778. If you're deaf or hard of hearing, between 8 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Friday, wait times to speak to a representative are typically shorter Wednesdays through Fridays or later in the day. We also offer many automated telephone services available 24 hours a day, so you do not need to speak with a representative. If you have documents we need to see, remember that they must be original or copies that are certified by the issuing agency. Schedule an office visit. You can find the telephone number to the closest office location by entering your zip code on our office locator webpage. Call to make an appointment if you need to come into the office in person. If you are bringing documents for us to see, remember that they must be original or certified copies from the issuing agency.